Students across the country today marked 1 month since the Parkland, Florida school shooting that left 17 dead. NHPR's Robert Garover went to Concord High School this morning to see how students there took part.
The school estimates that more than 1,000 students stood outside at 10 o'clock, the morning after a snowstorm hit the Northeast. It was still snowing lightly as students shared 17 minutes of silence to commemorate the 17 killed in Parkland. The silence was only broken by the names and ages of those lost.
Carmen Shintruck, 16.
Senior Jonathan Weinberg was one of the organizers. He says they purposely chose to hold 17 minutes of silence instead of focusing on a walkout.
You know, I think there's always those people who think us children are just pawns of big political figures, but I just think the vast majority who come here today would have seen that we didn't try to impose any political opinion.
Layla Ruffin, also a senior, says it's important for her to keep commemorating the lives lost.
As a country, we've already moved on, but those people never will be able to. So I feel like we just need to make sure that people never forget, because that's the thing. We pay attention to all of these events, and as time passes, they're not as present.
Ruffin says this is the first time she's ever taken action in response to a school shooting. Both Ruffin and Weinberg say this will not be the end of their organizing efforts as they prepare to graduate and leave their high school days behind.
I want to know that I did what I could to make things better for future students.
After a sobering half hour or so, students shuffled back inside to finish out their classes. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.
And I'm Jason Moon. In Portsmouth, students had planned a walkout for the morning, but it was interrupted by the snowstorm, which caused a delayed school opening. But that didn't keep Portsmouth students from having their message heard. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, several dozen students, flanked by encouraging adults, gathered in Market Square in downtown Portsmouth. Many had been checked out of school by their parents to come to the event. Others left school on their own. And unlike the Concord High School event, the students here were leaning into the politics of the moment. They held signs that read things like, "Protect kids, not guns," and "Our lives are more important than your guns." Nora Mitchell is a junior at Portsmouth High School.
I want to see change happen. I want the government to notice us and know that we are done with this and we won't stand for it any longer. We need better laws.
Adults, including some teachers, mostly hung back, offering words of encouragement to the students who were leading the event. The students received a mostly positive reaction from motorists making their way through Market Square. Portsmouth High School student John McDevitt said holding the protest here, where they have an actual audience, was better than what the school would have allowed them to do on campus.
I don't know if this group of kids is going to change something just by coming out here today, but I know that nothing's going to happen if we stay in our schools. And I know that, you know, I'm 17. I don't know what I can do, but I know that I can do this.
The political nature of the protest drew some negative reactions. At one point, a student chant referred to the NRA with an expletive. A motorist driving by honked his horn and shook his finger at the crowd as if to say, "Shame on you." But it wasn't just the attention of passersby that the students attracted. Four Democrats running for the state's first congressional district made appearances. They all praised the students as inspiring and perhaps looked to see who was old enough to vote. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.